time myself to get to my soul. I took this joy right deep inside my thought. And when I got, I sure enjoyed what I saw. Cause I never really wanna be low down and cold. I never really wanna be low down and cold. I keep asking myself why. People talk, they promise you heaven and earth. Wanna steal your body, wanna steal your soul. Wanna steal your money, TV screen sucks your brain. And you'll be back from the journey, you end up at the very end. You'll be back at the very end. What am I doing here? Am I supposed to still go? Which way is the right one to go? I ask this question all over again. What I will tell to the Lord when I have a chance to stand at the heaven's gate? What I will tell to the Lord? I keep asking myself why.
So lovely. Welcome to the Raven of the Blues, Magda Piskorczyk. It's been about a couple of years, I guess, since you were here. Is that about right?
It was 2 years ago.
And 2 years, have you been back to the UK in that time?
Yeah,
you
not
have,
really.
But just ignored me.
You
have
I only come to you and that's like once, two years.
We've chosen a day where Heathrow has changed its flight path and the occasional planes are going overhead. Yeah, we were lucky with that number there. We were plane free. Yeah. And that's taken from which album?
This one?
Yeah, the one you just
saw. I guess going to be a future album.
Oh, I see. Something not yet released.
I wrote like 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm still playing. I have like 3 ideas for new CDs. But, you know, ideas, but I need to get the money for this first to record it. So it's going to be on a future CD.
Because at one stage you were releasing CDs. It seemed pretty regular, about once every 12 months, 18 months. Is that right? But you haven't had a CD for, what, 2 years now, is it?
Yes. Yeah. But I've released like two, at the same time. So it's like one is...
Yes.
So you can treat it as the second CD was like for this year.
This year, yeah.
So now I need to wait like 1 year more.
So it's not the lack of inspiration. The songs are there. It's the money you need to make an album.
Yeah, it's always like that. It's just like economy more, because, you know, I release CD for my money, so because I want to do it the way I want it. So I want to do it. Yeah. So that's why I'm just waiting. But, you know, ideas. There are a lot of ideas. So
when we spoke last, you had a lot of influences which you were pursuing kind of in different directions with the American, the African. Still doing it? Yes.
I'm still traveling with the music and in the music as well. So, yes, I'm still in the same stage, like searching, but still I've got my own way to do the music. So,
searching with the view of finding, or just searching for the things which inspire?
That's right.
Right.
Inspiration. Okay. Yeah, definitely. It's just like when I play music, I mean, with my friends, of course, because they are here, and there's Ola and Bartek with me today. But as for me, it's just like I don't want to be bored while I'm playing, you know. I want to have fun with the music, not only because I live from the music, but first I live for the music. Mm. You know, music is my life, so... I want to have fun first, yeah.
Do you feel a kind of responsibility in a way where you've got to keep the audience on side, otherwise what you don't want them to do is walk out the door and go, oh, I don't like the new Magda? I mean, do you feel a responsibility for that, or are you true to yourself?
I mean, I do care about the people who come into the concert, but still, but at the same time, I do care about being the truth. You know, in the music. So I don't want to do things that I don't feel anymore.
Right.
Yeah? So I do music what I feel, you know. So I do respect what people want, but on the other hand, I believe that the truth is the most important thing in the music, in life generally. So I don't want to lie to the people just because, you know, to be good for them so they could like me, you know.
Yes.
I mean, everybody can choose. They can listen or not. Of course, it's better when more and more people listening to you. Yeah, but it's just like, you know, just the one thought came up to my mind, because you get a lot of CDs, yeah?
Hmm.
And sometimes you want to listen to this CD, that one, you know, different styles. So sometimes it's the same thing with me. I mean, people sometimes say, oh, you know, I didn't like these African tunes you made before, but now I just kind of like it, you know? I kind of got used to it, and, you know, so I think it's also the mood.
We
as for the audience, I believe. I don't want to stay only in one direction.
A recent guest here was talking about music and said that they didn't want their music to be like McDonald's, which is so easy to eat and it fills you instantly, but then you're hungry afterwards. And they wanted their music to be more like a proper food, which nourishes you slowly and gently. And you may not even like it to start with, you know, but eventually you do come to like it.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the more likely way that I'm doing the music.
So the Piscocci Gourmet Menu.
Okay.
What are you going to do for us next?
The next song is going to be another my song, Life is Like the Old Tasty Wine, which is, you know, taste more and more with the years. Yeah, it's getting better. That's how I feel about my life. And I guess, it's going to be next CD, sorry. And this is like kind of a... radio novinka? No. Just like first playing the radio, the previous one as well. So, yeah.
Premiere.
Yes. But it seems to me that it's really a good place to play this here.
And it's been a good life. I spend my days being working all the time. I said, yeah, you bet. said that I was really down. Before I throw myself in a spin on a really good light, I tried to hang out with his handsome maiden soul. I tried to believe in every word he told. You bet I tried to settle down. But my inner voices shouted, shouted Magdaran, ran. I used to tell my mama, listen, I don't wanna spend my life making money working in a bank. I just wanna sing and share my soul with all these good people that I have a chance to meet across the world. I say, hey, 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 you bet that's what I've told.
I'd kind of forgotten, because it's been a couple of years, and as you get older, your memory gets worse. But no, I kind of forgotten that how much fun you had the last time, and that smile which lit up the room. And it's almost the three of you get on very well together. You've been together for how many years, the band, as you know, as it is now?
Well, I play with all. I play for 7 years with Bartek. It's like the fifth year
right
now. And previously, we've been with Adam as well on all percussion.
Mm-hmm.
But he's he's somewhere else now.
In England with you, or
no. He's
moved on.
Or maybe in Israel. I don't know.
Okay. Let the plane go over, or we'll cut that bit out once it's gone past.
Pardon?
Let the plane go over.
Plane.
Yeah.
I love planes.
Aeroplanes.
They're really good S40 recordings. But we were lucky enough, because when we played, there was no...
I have a red light. When the microphone goes on at Heathrow Airport, a red light comes on, and the planes go the other way.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good.
It's amazing.
Very well organized.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Second number there, that's again a premiere on radio, and again a track which isn't on an album yet. But both numbers are very bluesy, and the last time you mixed and mashed, are you doing this just for me?
I'm doing it for you, because I have other songs as well which are like not so bluesy with the music, with the rhythm,
mm-hmm.
and with the chords, but I love blues. That's the music I started with. And this is the Raven and the Blues, so that was specially for you. But I love those songs as well. I love to play them. We love to play them, I guess. So it's okay.
Because of the different music and the genres that you play, do sometimes you, when you're on a way to a venue, are you uncertain about what the audience are expecting, if you see what I mean? You know, which Magda they're going to get or which Magda they're expecting? Is there a difference?
Luckily, I am not so well known, you know, especially in UK. So I wasn't worried, you know. I'm just, I want to show them the diverse music that I do. Yeah, and in Brighton, we played in Brighton, and there was a wonderful man over there, and he just came up to me and he said, "Ah, listen, Magda, I was like, you just called me on with a, you know, on a throat, like you hangs, yeah, like you take, and I was like, I was just wondering, what else? What else you can do? Like, what now? In Polish? In Spanish? In, or maybe in African? Or in English? You know, what's going to be next?" So he was like, yeah, I was so into it. Yes. So that's, you know, maybe that's good. I mean, I think it's okay.
We are finding here in UK, as the years develop, people are becoming more and more broad-minded in their musical likes. Mm-hmm. So, say 5, say 10 years ago, the Blues Police would have said, no, it has to be blues. But now they are accepting much wider ranges of music.
Well, because the blues is really wide. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like wide, not
wide. Yes, but not wide.
Wide. because, we spoke about it, I guess, last time. But, it's good to repeat to the people that when you take the really old recordings, like from 20s, even the Library of Congress, you can listen to that. You can actually hear a totally different form of a blues.
Yes.
You can hear a lot of, you know, traditional, you know, African music. And this is actually the main reason that I started listening, that I started to search for, you know, African music, because of the blues. Yeah, and the blues is always like, the blues is, for me, blues is like everything. You can put a lot of things into it. Yeah, it's not only like 12 or 8, you know. That's the one dimension of the blues. And even now, I just I thought about it now, that previously when I played in Poland, for instance, like 10 years ago, I played the music I play now. I search for the music, you know. I was totally different from everybody. And they said, Piskoczek is a, she's strange, but really interesting. I mean, no, shall we invite her to the festival? Because people like, do, and I was like a freak on every festival I played somewhere. So, in Poland, for instance, but anywhere else, I was also a freak, but very interesting one. So, but now I'm so happy to see that people play like really different style of blues. They're searching for new things, like they, you know, now they discover Africa. I said, yeah, that's good, that's really good, because they're like more open-minded to the music. You know, that's just marvelous, and it's getting better and better everywhere, I guess.
We'll come back to the music of Africa after your next number. What are you going to do for us next?
Well, I can do African now.
Oh, you can. Yeah, okay.
I'm going to do a beautiful song, which I really love. It was written by Boubacar Traoré. I hope I pronounce it well. And it's a beautiful story about his wife, Pierre. And this is sort of a love story, a goodbye to her, because she died, passed away, giving birth to his child, and he wrote a beautiful song to in honor of Pierre. So I'm going to do African Mali song now in Bambara language. Faso de yo, John
venir a came más a la fe. Vaya daño, faso daño, John venir a came más a la fe.
That was fabulous.
Thank you.
And it's something which I know you were exploring in depth when we were talking last time. Mm. It's becoming more and more difficult to explore that part of North Africa now, sadly. But are you able, are you still continuing your search, if you like, for the African roots?
Definitely, because there's so many there are so many beautiful musicians that you can be inspired by, or you can listen to, you can just, like, it's like a... can you say, like, never-ending well? You know,
yes,
that you can you can just dig and dig and dig and dig. Just like you can go further and further, and you, I never have enough. You know, it's just like every. It's like you take every branch of this beautiful great tree. It's just like begin to grow more. You know, it's like you take this direction, then you find, like, you know, three or four or even more new branches. You put a stub on another one, and then you have another branch. It's like a beautiful tree. It's just like, wow. It's just like, oh, you know, you see how I am now when I'm talking about it. It's just like,
I see exactly the way that you're describing it, and for me it's like the banyan tree, which goes out and the branches come down and into the ground and then go along and then come out somewhere else.
Because that's right.
There are times you think this house can have no connection with the blues or with the roots of the blues music, and then you realize it does through the roots underground. You know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's a very good description of it.
You'll use that.
Okay, so we made it together.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay. Yeah. You're here for quite a short tour and then moving off into Holland and then getting back to Poland when? When do you get back to Poland?
On 27th, I guess.
Okay.
We play in Leiden in Netherlands on 26th. We're going to visit my friends over there and spend a beautiful time. I'm sure that we're going to spend a beautiful time with them. You know, as much as we have fun with friends in London and in Germany as well.
You come here for a special Polish celebration, is that right? You come here for something big in the Polish community, is that correct?
No.
No?
Not really. No. I just came here to play play the music, play a concert. I was supposed to do my masterclass in London, but I decided to have, like, minimum 10 students. I had only 7, and on the day when the masterclass should start, there were 3 people more, so I had 10, but I canceled it before.
Okay.
So that was the main goal. I mean, not the main, but the first step I took. Yeah, I wanted to make a masterclass because one of my students lives in London. So she said, "Oh, Magda, maybe you could do the masterclass in London." Mm-hmm. I said, "Okay, give it a go." And then the POSC concert, appeared. I thought, okay, we can play a show over there, which is very nice to play there, but not only for Polish community, because this is like jazz and blues club in general in London. Yeah, it's run by Polish people, but still a lot of things going on over there, not only Polish. I would say that Eric just told me that there are more like not non-Polish people play there.
Yes.
So it was not any celebration as for the Polish community.
When people leave their area of birth, their country of birth, and gather in communities in other parts around the world, they often become more... I'm from the northeast of England, I'm a Geordie, and so whenever I get amongst other Geordies anywhere in the world, we become very passionate about our homeland, even more passionate than we would be if we were back in the northeast. Do you find that your Polish audience are sort of passionate at the time because you're Polish too and you're working towards them? Is it a sort of feeling of a coming together? That's very, very badly phrased, isn't it? Just say yes.
Just say yes. No, I'm just wondering. I will answer yes if I am. I think yes, but I never thought about it, because I'm Polish. I'm very proud of being Polish. I haven't changed my name, to sound more abroad. but when I meet people, I don't really think if they are Polish, Japanese, or English, or whatever. But we are very welcome everywhere we go, and we see Polish people, and the Polish people are very very open toward us. So I can answer yes in that way. Yeah, but I And I'm very happy to speak with the Polish people, to ask them how they live in a foreign country. If they are happy, I'm very happy too, because it's really good to see happy people and happy Polish people abroad. Yeah, they change their life. But the new country is a new, like, very often it's like their country. Hmm. Not they are Polish, they are not ashamed of being Polish, but on the other hand, this place, a new place they live in for many years, it's their country. Yes. Yeah, that's the.
And they've assimilated so well with the shops, so many things has become sort of, they've brought so much along with them and given so much to the community. It's been, you know, they've been very good for everybody in the area too.
But I remember you asked me that question, so I just, you know, I bring my memory back. Yeah, in Sweden, we played in Sweden 4 years ago. Not for Polish community, because I met a one woman over there in the church. We played the gospel, not only gospel, of course, and she cried because she finally could speak Polish with us, and that was really touching, you know. So as for the, you know, answer to your question, so yeah, I guess they, if they see Polish name. Like we had in Brighton, a girl just saw the Polish names. Oh, is it? Oh, where? Oh, is she going to play? When? And there was a big poster with a big sign, yeah? The hour, the date. Ah, where? When? Wow, how? Yeah, they were so excited. They told us a story about it. And then there were like big sign, yeah? Oh, 7 p.m. Like today. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, so they came. They were very, you know, yeah, they were very passionate about it, the fact of meeting.
So the answer is yes.
Okay, so you can cut everything I said before. Yes.
Okay. No, it will stay. It will
you
stay,
Magda. You should ask me so many questions, because I can speak alone.
Website where people can find out more about you is... What's your website?
My website is www.magdapiskorczyk.com or .net. And of course, you can find, you know, like more on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah.
Of course,
it's like a Facebook. Yeah. And / Magda Piskorczyk.
If you're puzzled about the spelling of Piskorczyk,
okay, so it's like MAGDAPISKORCZYK.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
It is correct.
Oh, good.
I was going to say, just go to the Raven and the Blues website and you'll
see
the link
right
there.
Just go ahead. It's more easier to...
Yeah. It's been a joy to see you once again.
Thank you.
And
it was really
a
pleasure to...
What are you going to finish with?
As well. Okay, so we're going to do sort of a gospel song. So I'm going to change into... I'm going to take a bass now. Okay. And before I go, I just want to say thank you, Dave, for, you know, for opportunity to stay at so beautiful your place. Yeah, here. It's just like really awesome to be here and play. It's always a beautiful, beautiful acoustic here. So thank you so much.
Anytime.
Yeah, thank you.
Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. the chain of hand in hand. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. I'm gonna take the big greyhound. I'm gonna carry my love from town to town. Keep your eyes on the prize.
Strange is we get set in our ways, and one of the joys when I started doing the podcast as not a radio show, because radio you have constraints, you have yeah. 1 hour program, an hour, a news to hit every hour, commercial breaks. And so with the blues show, when it was a podcast, I thought I don't need to have rules, it can be any length you like.
Yeah.
And then we started doing sessions, and every session was four numbers and some conversation, and four numbers and some conversation. And there's no need. Well, it should be four numbers and some conversation. It could be more, it could be less. It could be 17 numbers. But sometimes the bands are in a hurry to go somewhere. But you mentioned something there just before about doing something in Hebrew.
Yeah.
Okay. And that would be nice.
Yeah,
is that possible?
To do that here, yeah. Because the sound is marvelous. So I think this song will sound beautiful here. It's a poem, a very old poem in Hebrew, telling a story of Naama walking through the vineyards, you know, searching for her soul. You know, it's just like singing a song to the wind. So this is like beautiful, beautiful, beautiful poem. And well, the Hebrew language is beautiful as well. I love it. So I thought that it might suit here. Okay.
Jorda sa prilja nama
סודיקת עשו החליבה דת לרוחות הגן סודים. La ruhota gan sodin.